Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois' Department of Public Health says a measles outbreak in southern Illinois has ended. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
It started in April and ended May 22nd with the last new infection. 8 people got measles. None of them were vaccinated, but none of the cases were serious. The southern Illinois outbreak comes as the Centers for Disease Control reports nearly 1,300 cases across the country. That's the most in more than 30 years. Ryan Croak aids Governor J.B. Pritzker on health issues as an assistant deputy governor. He says anti-vaccine rhetoric is directly causing this.
Public figures like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and President Trump are undermining decades of public health progress in our country.
The state's public health department says vaccination is the best way to prevent getting and spreading measles. A full MMR is 97% effective. I'm Alex Degman.
Severe weather that blew through the Quad Cities area on Friday night included at least 2 tornadoes, according to the National Weather Service. An EF2 twister with wind speeds up to 120 miles per hour hit the western area of Davenport. It developed near Bluegrass and traveled over 7 miles before dissipating on Davenport's west end. No injuries were reported. An EF0 tornado also landed west of LeClaire and north of I-80 with maximum winds of nearly 85 miles per hour. The Scott County Emergency Management Commission has declared a state of emergency for the county in response to the severe storms that also led to significant flooding throughout the area. The Rock Island City Council will consider expanding a tax increment financing district into the Milan Bottoms at its meeting tonight. WVEIK's Brady Johnson reports the tax breaks are for building a cannabis dispensary and truck stop next to the wetland habitat.
A Hana El Awa LLC developers plan to build on a nearly 10-acre site across from Bally's Casino that's adjacent to the 3.5 acres of hardwoods and wetlands. Opponents say light and noise pollution along with potential gasoline runoff will harm the wetlands ecosystem, which hosts the largest bald eagle roosting habitat in the lower 48 states. The expanded TIF proposal includes a portion of the wetlands, which the city says will generate money for protecting area wildlife. The council is also voting on a request from the developers to put up a 125-foot-tall sign. The meeting begins at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Iowa State Senator Mike Zimmer is running for a full term in 2026. The Democrat from DeWitt flipped the district in a special election last January. That's after Republican incumbent Chris Kornoyer stepped down to become lieutenant governor. Zimmer announced his campaign for re-election in a press release this morning. Iowa's 35th district stretches from LeClaire and Clinton to Maquoketa, Monmouth, and Wheatland. The lawyer of a 20-year-old man from West Liberty who was deported to Guatemala says it's not likely that he will be able to return to the U.S. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
Pascual Pedro was detained at an annual check-in with immigration enforcement officials in Cedar Rapids. He had an order for removal but spent the last 7 years in eastern Iowa living with his grandparents. Speaking on IPR's River to River, Pedro's lawyer, Timothy Farmer, says with the current administration, it's unlikely he will be able to return to the United States.
I can't really see any viable options for him to return, you know, unless the level of pressure from the community and the nation were to reach, you know, just untenable levels for the administration.
In recent days, members of the nonprofit Escucha Mi Voz have been organizing protests and meetings at the offices of some of Iowa's members of Congress to ask for Pedro's return. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is touting the impact of her anti-abortion policies and new laws reducing legal protections for transgender Iowans. The Republican signed a bill into law 2 years ago banning abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. That was at the Family Leadership Summit. Reynolds returned to the conservative evangelical group's annual event in Des Moines on Friday. There she said abortions in Iowa are down more than 60% since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Pasquale Pedro.
And it truly means that hundreds of hearts may be beating that otherwise would have been silent. It means that four of our state's six Planned Parenthood centers are closing. And if the courts allow President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to pull the remaining center's taxpayer funding, more may be on the way.
Reynolds says she was equally proud to remove gender identity from the Iowa Civil Rights Code and signed other restrictions on transgender Iowans into law this year. She got emotional and had tears in her eyes as she thanked the family leader for its support in helping pass laws during her time as governor. Iowa State Patrol is investigating a pedestrian fatality in Muscatine on Friday. According to a crash report, a GMC pickup struck a person pulling up weeds alongside an alleyway. The truck had turned right to enter the alleyway on Sunrise Lane before striking the victim, who has not been identified by law enforcement yet. In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits won 6-2 against the Tin Caps in Fort Wayne yesterday. This is WVIK News.